It was a cold afternoon in the Nickel City, but that didn't stop 1,928 loud and rowdy Sudbury 5 fans from packing the old barn to cheer on the home team in a battle for first place in the National Basketball League of Canada against the visiting London Lightning. Both teams brought their A games in this one, and it lived up to its billing. London struck early and struck often right out of the gate, hitting several three-point shots from the likes of Jordan Burns and company. The Lightning built up multiple double-digit leads in the first quarter. With just under 7 minutes remaining in the opening quarter, Dexter Williams Jr. drained a three-point shot from downtown to cut the lead to 4, putting the score at 11-7 for London. With just over 2.5 minutes remaining in the quarter, Curtis Hollis drained a layup off of a defensive steal to cut the lead further. The score at the end of the first quarter was 35-32 for the Lightning. With 9.5 minutes remaining in the half, Williams Jr. stole the ball from London and hit the layup to cut the lead down to 4, 43-39. With just over 5.5 minutes left in the first half, A.J. Mosby Jr. drained a three-pointer from the corner to cut the lead to 55-48 for London. At halftime, the London Lightning lead by a score of 69-59. Under a minute into the third quarter, Sudbury began to chip away at that lead, with Braylon Raisin dishing up an alley-oop pass to J.D. Miller for the dunk to make the score 71-61 for London. With 8.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter, Raisin once again hit a three-pointer to make this one a nail-biter, with London holding a slim 71-70 lead. With 2.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter, Mosby won a foot race for the ball against London and dished a pass to Hollis, who connected for a dunk to pull the 5 within a single basket. Sudbury ended the third quarter with an 89-88 lead with one quarter left to play. Exactly 1 minute into the fourth quarter, Williams Jr. drained a three-point shot to break a 90-90 tie and give Sudbury a three-point lead, 93-90. With the score all tied up at 93 apiece, Curtis Hollis sunk one from downtown to once again give Sudbury a three-point lead with 10:23 remaining in the game. Mosby Jr. struck once again with a layup with just over 6.5 minutes remaining in the game to give Sudbury a 10-point lead, 104-94. With just over 3 minutes left to play, Hollis once again drained a bucket to give Sudbury a 110-102 lead off of a defensive block. Jeremy Harris slammed the ball through the hoop with less than a minute to seal the win for the 5 by a score of 116-109. Propelling them to first place in the National Basketball League of Canada. With the win, Sudbury now has a record of 15 wins and 4 losses on the season. Sudbury's next game is on the road on March 22 at 7 p.m. in Kitchener against the Kitchener-Waterloo Titans. Sudbury then returns home on April 1 when those same Titans visit Sudbury Arena, with a scheduled start time of 7 p.m., when asked what a win like this one against a team like London does for his squad, 5 head coach Logan Stutz stated, "It builds confidence up. The guys are responding well." When asked how the team responds to a team like London playing well and being ahead, AJ Mosby said, "Stay level-headed." Superfan Robert McCarthy covers home games of the Sudbury Wolves and Sudbury 5 for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.